ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Howdy, WFMU East Orange. With Guitar Junior on the Gold Band label and Get It. We heard Sammy Price, our old dead pal, Gully Stump. Mickey Baker on guitar there, King Curtis on sax. We heard Roscoe Gordon kicking the boogie. Before that, Lowell Fulsom did Cashbox Boogie. And we opened up with Jimmy Wilson with Lafayette the Thing Thomas on guitar, Big Town Jump. Loud and Lonesome today all by myself. Kind of the way I like it, I guess. I don't know. This is more fun. We can play more records this way. What do we have? What do I got lined up for you? I got a lot of stuff you never heard before. Went shopping out at Norton Records yesterday. And we got two blues hangovers, one white, one black. All guaranteed. I'd say of the 10 things you're going to hear, 9 of them were drunk when they recorded it. We got a VOM set. We got Knuckleheads in the News. Possibly a Vibe report. Roscoe is on an Amtrak train to North Carolina as we speak, so if there's a phone on the train, he'll call. And we're going to give away tickets for Alex Chilton a little later. And maybe we'll give away tickets for we got some tickets for this. The new music seminar is now the Macintosh Music Seminar. We might give away a pair of tickets for that. Hey, without further ado, let's go right into it. I think when you think of the summer of 95, this is our big hound hit so far this year. For the summer. Bill Swing on the Burton label, Messed Up.
Well, I started down to the river on a fishing trip. I heard a tattoo coming from a pretty soft lip. Messed up, yes, I'm all messed up.
Comes on like Godzilla.
Oh, honey, honey.
this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Well, now you tell me you love me, for I'll keep hanging around. Tell me you love me, that's why I'll keep hanging around. Another girl like you, maybe she can't be found. Well, there comes my baby, walking down a big long street. Walking down a big long street. She's got those eyes that flash with every man she meets. Well, now you my baby, I'm your man. You make her love, you certainly can.
I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
When the music starts, you're ready to go. Running around like a yo-yo. I may shake, I may shake, I may shake, shaking all night long. She found people when one found a five. She fell with all the time. I may shake,
tonight. How about a man in the mud? Where are you going when you're rocking Neptune? Down on the foot door, well, there you go. With that pine star, ain't gonna hang up my toe. About a man in the moon. That's where you're going when you rock on Neptune. Down on a foot door, well, there you go. But that's my star, and we'll hang up our toe.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Out here, WFMU East Orange with Del Vaughn on the Hi-Q label. Rock the universe, why don't you? We heard Baba Thomas with Miss Shake It. Ursel Hickey by request, hanging around. We heard the Supremes, the ones that were on Ace, Honey Honey. And we opened up with Bill Swing and Methed Up. Speaking of the other Supremes, I heard a funny story about Miss Ross. Friend of a friend was, what's he doing? They were putting in like a black marble bathroom in Miss Ross's house in Connecticut, only she wouldn't let them use her bathroom for their own needs, so they had like go down like in the basement in some hole 5 million miles away to go to the bathroom. So anyway, this one guy just decided he couldn't, you know, he couldn't be bothered, so he took a dump in Miss Ross's bathroom, and she found out about it, and she had all the black marble ripped out and replaced at a cost of like some incredible sum of money. Isn't that nice? Anyway, what's going on? What's the renouncements? Let's see. There's Empire State Soul Club tonight at Coney Island High with special guest DJ. I guess I'm not allowed to tell you that I'm the special guest DJ. Well, I won't tell you. Tomorrow at the Brendan Byrne Arena, Sam the Sham, first live appearance in this area in God knows how long, along with the Jive 5, the Five Satins, Johnny and Joe, and several lesser talents. That's, I don't know anything about where to get tickets or anything like that. I guess just call them up at 935-3900. That's tomorrow night. Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, the Trash Women and the Upper Crust. I saw the Trash Women last night. They were pretty good. Especially, they were great when they played instrumentals, and they were crummy when they sang. So, like, if you put it in the middle, they were pretty good. And the Upper Crust, they're worth seeing. They're funny. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Rodeo Bar tonight. Hey, right now, if you go out to Sterling Avenue in Brooklyn, about 2 or 3 blocks off of 7th Avenue, the Norton Records garage sale is going on right now. They're having a yard sale, and if you're really cool, you can get a copy of Do the Flake by Gary Lewis and the Playboys for 50 cents, not to mention Billy's old bowling shirts. And Whit Smith and his Western Swing Band at the Rodeo Bar Monday, Beat Rodeo and their Eastern Swing Band at the Ludlow Cafe Monday. I think that's it. Oh, Alex Chilton, Monday and Tuesday at Fez. We got tickets to give away for that a little bit later. And, all right, quick news story. This is a great story. This comes courtesy of Cub reporter Pat Lazito, I believe, gave me this. It comes out of the Newark Star-Ledger. It's a couple of weeks old, but you probably don't know about this, especially if you live in New York and you don't get the Star-Ledger. But Jerry Blavent, the famous Philly rock and roll DJ, the Geeter with the heater, the big boss with the big hot sauce, allegedly used his mob connections to try to have a competitor killed 11 years ago. The State Commission of Investigation said 2 weeks ago, in a report on organized crime in bars in New Jersey. The SCI said disc jockey Jerry Blavent, known as the Geeter with the Heater, once asked Philly crime boss Little Nicky Scarfo to have the competition killed. Well, this information is based on interviews with Crazy Phil Leonetti, formerly a high-ranking member of the Bruno Scarfo crime family, which is based in Philly. Anyway, the SCI said Blavin asked Scarfo in 1984 to kill Philadelphia disc jockey High Lit. Now, here's a quote. Blavin complained that Lit was taking business away from him by competing with Blavin's rock and roll oldies business and radio show and asked Scarfo to have Lit killed. Scarfull told Blavent that he was crazy and that he couldn't just kill Litt because Litt was competing with Blavent. Blavent then asked if Scarfull can have Litt beaten. Scarfull did not want to do that either, and he told Blavent he needed time to study the situation. Leonetti told the SCI that several months after Blavent met Scarfull and brought up his problems with Litt, Blavent allegedly told Leonetti and Scarfull he was considering damaging Litt's car. Well, at least he got it down to that. Lee Seglem, a spokesman for the SCI, said the information is not being referred for prosecution because the alleged incident occurred more than a decade ago. Blavent could not be reached for comment. Also in the SCI report, Blavent's Margate nightclub, which is called Memories, was described as an associate hangout of the Bruno Scarfo crime family. Leonetti described two other incidences when Blavent participated in conversations with Scarfo about killing people. One conversation concerned Scarfo's desire to kill Frankie Flowers D'Alfonso for D'Alfonso's failure to make extortion payments to Scarfo. Now here's the way it went down. Scarfo needed permission from the Genovese crime family, but was advised to first give him a beating to convince him to pay. Then the report said that Blavent unwittingly interfered with that order by always hanging around with D'Alfonso, making it impossible for Scarfo's men to give D'Alfonso the beating. Anyway, Blavent allegedly offered to lure D'Alfonso to a place where Scarfo's men could beat him, but Scarfo asked Blavent to just stay away. D'Alfonso was then beaten by two men using a baseball bat and a metal bar. After the beating, D'Alfonso initially made payments to Scarfo, but then failed to make regular payments. And I guess they eventually killed him. He was shot to death near his Philadelphia home in 1985. Now, the second incident concerns Scarfo's plan to kill Kenneth Shapiro, a crime family associate and businessman from Philly. Scarfo was concerned that Shapiro would implicate him and other members when he testified before a grand jury. Scarfo allegedly wanted Blavent to tell Shapiro not to say anything to the grand jury that would implicate the crime family members. So after Scarfo explained what he wanted Blavent to do, Blavent offered to murder Shapiro by poisoning his coffee. Scarfo told Blavent to just deliver the message. Eventually, Scarfo would become convinced that it would not be necessary to kill Shapiro. Let's see, what else is in here? That's about the most interesting parts of it. Anyway, Jerry Blavent, the geeter with the heater. What are you... Just glad we're not in the same competing listening area. Anyway, this is WFMU. I'm the Hound. I'm driving till 6 o'clock. It's time for Hillbilly Hangover, and this is going to double as half of our blues hangover because this is like some of my favorite stuff in country music, sort of stuff they recorded around the late 20s, early 30s, these white guys trying to play blues. And I would say four of the five people we're going to hear are drunk. The Carter family, I think they might have been teetotalers, but everybody else here, you can tell, they're definitely drunk. And this kick it off with one of my absolute favorites, Cliff Carlisle, Ashcan Blues. A little dead air first. How about that?
Mama, if you want your ashes hauled, step right up in line. Cause you can't get your ashes all lagging way behind. I can see my mama standing in my door. I see my mama standing in my door. Said daddy, since you stepped in, I ain't got no ashes no more. The old lady, the lady, old little lady. Said I could haul her ashes better than any other man. Lord love, said I could haul her ashes better than any other man. Said I could sow my seed anytime in her ash can. Your lady, lady, old lady, man, man, let's go time. My sweet mama got her another man. She'll have. My sweet mama done got her another man. got her another daddy rooting around in her ash can. She'll do root. Old lady, howdy, 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 lady. She looks like she got a pumpkin planted in her ash can. She'll do. She looks like she got a pumpkin planted in her ash can. Since that I could sow my seed better than any other man. Holly, 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 holly. They carried her to the jailhouse behind the jailhouse walls. She crying for her daddy, can't get her ashes home, no sir. The old lady, lady, lady.
Now for your Saturday morning listening pleasure, WEAK presents another week program. Lester Moran, the old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys.
Hey, mighty fine, mighty fine. Hey, hey, and howdy to everybody out there in radio land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing Take Off Guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there. Well, it's sacred time on the show.
like to send this out this morning to all our sick and shut-in friends. This is the time of the show when the boys take off their hats and gather around the microphone for an old-time hymn, one this morning called Angel Band. Go.
Run here, Daddy, run here quick. Bring me two baseballs, lose a stick, and lose up, tell me, little hey. Lose up, tell me, little hey. Papa get young and Mama sees getting old. When the first register, you long and tall. Use up, tell me, and the main is walking. Lose up, tell me, little hey. Lose up, tell me, little hey. Papa get young and Mama sees getting old. Me, Mama, don't get mad. Gonna give you something that you never had. Can't you hand it up, tell me, little hey? Hand it up, tell me, little hey? Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Hand it up, tell me now, baby. Mama, a day or two, can't you hand it up, tell me, little hey? Hand it up, tell me, little hey? Papa get young and Mom, she's getting old. Mama see rose and lose, and when they got the dead or old, gonna slip it up to you. Hey, hey, hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Papa get young and Mom sees it getting old. Yes, now, baby, I know we will. Mama get young and Papa, she's getting old. Casey had a daughter, she's deep and dumb. The hairs on her head are just as big as your thumb. Skin of cold sides was as tight as a drum. Every time you hear it, when a bum, 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 can't you hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Hand it up, tell me, little hey, hey. Papa getting young and Mom, she's getting old.
If he's gonna get through at me or not, cause we's up late last night picking and a grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13. But you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance used to be held in the volunteer fire hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old Road Hog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there has had a close shave. All right, then. Now let's call on two fine fellers up here at the mic. One of them's better looking than the other, and I ain't going to say which one. I won't get no fight started here this morning. Old Road Hogs is funny now. Of course, I'm talking about Red and Wesley, the two young country singers.
Sweet mama down.
deep blue sea. That sweet mama don't come back, you'll see a change in me.
Listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 9:35. Local Rainbow Valley time. And now it's time for Rainbow Info. Come one, come all, Wednesday evening, to the annual Alcoholics Anonymous Picnic. Bring your own covered dish and boxed lunches. Drink will be provided. I'll bet. The Rainbow Valley Kennel Club will hold their annual dog show Monday morning on the parking lot. I mean parking lot. Barking lot.
I left the party early. It was scarcely after nine, and by some sad misfortune, their room lay next to mine. And like old brave Columbus, new regions to explore, I took up my position at the keyhole in the door. They began then to unrobing. She took off her white dress, likewise some undergarments, some 50 more or less. I could not say for certain, but I think it was a score. I could not count correctly through the keyhole in the door. Then down upon the carpet, she sank so gracefully, and pulled her spotted linen above her snow-white knee. The dainty sky blue garter above each knee she wore, it was one glorious picture through the keyhole in the door. My hair stood up like bristles on a wild and angry boar. My lord, I felt like jumping through the keyhole in the door. Then down upon her pillow, she laid her weary head. The lights, they were extinguished, and darkness filled the bed. No use to stay there longer, for I knew the show was o'er. So I gave up my position at the keyhole in the door.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here. WFMU East Orange. Jimmy Davis later became governor of Louisiana and wrote You Are My Sunshine, Keyhole in the Door. Before that, we heard Val and Pete with Yodel Blues, Part 1. Jimmy Tarleton did Ooze Up to Me, Why Don't Ya? The Carter Family, Worried Man Blues, and Cliff Carlisle opened it up with Ash Can Blues. Today's Hillbilly Hangover. Anyway, not a black cowboy hat in the bunch. Anyway, let's get back to some news. From the hijacking desk, Charleston, South Carolina, where I think is where Roscoe was en route to, I believe. An Army veteran who authorities called suicidal took over a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the Charleston Harbor on 4th of July, disrupting the Independence Day celebration while negotiators tried to talk him off the ship. That's ambition, man. Taking over a whole aircraft carrier. The man drove his car past two unarmed guards before dawn, hopped a fence, told the guard he was taking the World War II era USS Yorktown, which is now a naval museum. No one was injured, and the Vietnam vet in camouflage and sporting a beard and shoulder-length hair roamed the ship alone and talked to negotiators about women in the military and family values. Boy, the Army has really let loose a string of right-wing nuts on the world, huh? He's a veteran who has a few problems in life. We're taking it step by step, said retired Admiral Jim Flatley, an executive director of the Maritime Park in Mount Pleasant, which is just across the harbor from Charleston. We're definitely convinced he's a threat to himself. Because the man said he had a weapon, authorities closed the park and the golf course next to the ship and a swath of the harbor that could lay in the line of fire. They also canceled the flag raising, breakfast, and a tour of the ship. As many as 5,000 people had been expecting to watch the fireworks aboard the ship. Anyway. Oh, boy. They got to find a place for these people. Blowing up buildings and taking... Remember that guy took the tank in San Diego? Manhattan, two teens who stole a city bus then crashed after joyriding through Harlem remained on the lam yesterday. The youths took the bus from outside a Transit Authority depot at Amsterdam Avenue and 129th Street around 8 p.m. Shortly before midnight, witnesses said the youths jumped out the open door of the slow-moving bus on 125th Street in St. Nicholas. One tumbled and started running, the other just ran. The bus sideswiped seven parked cars before plowing into the entrance of the subway stop, came to a complete stop in front of a Chinese restaurant, which was closed at the time. I'd love to take a city bus and do donuts with it in the middle of an intersection. Oh, one more knucklehead story in the news, and then we'll go to our second part of our blues hangover. A six-year-old girl and seven other people were injured during a Brooklyn street corner dominoes game on the 4th of July when a youth dropped his shotgun and it discharged twice. The little girl, who suffered 16 pellets in her face, head, and chest, was in serious condition at Wyckoff Heights Hospital. Six men, all identified, were treated for minor injuries. A seventh was in stable condition at Kings County Hospital. Police said the group gathered on Putman Avenue between Bushwick and Evergreen Streets, and at 12:30 a.m. they were blasted when a teen walked by carrying a double-gauge, double-barrel shotgun and tripped, dropping the weapon. He fled, leaving the shotgun behind. Nobody noticed there was anything funny about a teenager walking around with a loaded double-barrel shotgun? Poor boy. Anyway, so here's the second part of our blues hangover, and this is like the black guys, and they're drunk too, obviously. I was reading, there's a big article in the New York Times on why CDs cost so much. I think it was in the Tuesday Times, and I believe Neil Strauss wrote it. And basically, it's a scam. You know, it costs the same amount of money to make a CD as it did to make a record, except CDs cost about $15, $16 at list price in a store, and think records when they went out of style were about 7 or 8. But they're writing this. Their record industry is claiming that because they have it cost them so much money to sign new artists and they have to pay such high royalty rates to artists that's where their expenses are. I don't believe that. But if they really want to cut their costs and I think it would help the music because most of let's face it, 99% of what they put out, and that's being generous, is crap. And back when the records, when they were actually making good records, back, you know, in the late 40s, early 50s, they basically paid performers in wine. I think we should go back to the wine standard and lower the prices of records. And see if you don't agree. Let's hear some guys that were more likely than not paid in wine. Let's kick it off with Jimmy Rogers, the one without a D in his name.
And try to listen to this.
Some people like to drink and gamble. Some people like to act a clown. Some people like to drink and gamble. Some people like to act a clown. Well, I just wanna sell down. Babe, I wonder, do you feel the way I do? Yeah, baby, I wonder, do you feel the way I do? Well, so look up, let me hear from you. Thank you.
learn about you.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
you just get physical like a human.
Give me one more drink, darling, to cool my parching tongue. Yes, give me one more drink, darling, parching.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, for Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be going to eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. Big Bill down in the basement. Let me...
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hal here. This is WFMU. Hal and Wolf there, CB Wine Cooler commercial there. Elmore James before that did One More Drink. Slim Harpo by request, Blues Hangover. On the Accello label, we heard Birmingham Jones with Drinking Again. And we opened up with Jimmy Rogers, Sloppy Drunk. See, the record industry can save a lot of money by going back to the paying artists in wine and then taking all those digital delays and throwing them in the ocean. That's my last comment on the subject. Anyway, back to the renouncements. Empire State Soul Club tonight over at Coney Island High, 15 St. Mark's Place, with a very special guest DJ at midnight. Sam the Sham, the Jive 5, the Five Satins, Johnny and Joe at the Brendan Byrne Arena tomorrow. Alex Chilton, Monday and Tuesday at Fez. We're going to give away some tickets for that a little later. I think for Monday night we're giving away tickets. Tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, the Upper Crust and the Trash Women. Simon and the Bar Sinister is over at the Rodeo Bar tonight. Whit Smith and his Western Swing Orchestra at the Rodeo Bar Monday night. Beat Rodeo, Ludlow Cafe Monday. And that Norton garage sale is winding down, so you got a few minutes to get over there, corner of Sterling and Vanderbilt in Brooklyn. And how was your 4th of July, everybody? I had a great 4th of July. I had two really great barbecues right on my block. I barely left the block. Watch the fireworks. Big Japanese fish fry right across the street from my house. That was fantastic. I'd like to thank Kenny Hiratsuka for that. But one of the most interesting things that happened that day was a couple of blocks away, the squatters on East 13th Street took over their building again, which resulted in a huge, and I mean massive, police action. Probably 200 or 300 cops, really nasty cops. Boy, we did try to check the thing out. We got shoved around a lot, just trying to watch. Two helicopters. I think they even might have had the tank out. They certainly had the heavily armed recreational vehicle from the movie Stripes in effect. And I think one of the most interesting things is they're trying to throw these squatters out of this building. They're making a big deal about it, but they've spent more money on police overtime, especially on a holiday when it's double time and a half. I'm talking about high-grade aviation fuel for the choppers and God knows what those tanks run on. I mean, they spent enough money on cops that they could have bought all these squatters' condominiums by now. I mean, it's ridiculous. In the Ben Hur department, one of the squatters, a couple of these kids were up on the roof chucking M80s and stuff down on the ground, and the cops are saying that that this one kid was trying to kill somebody by throw. Three people were charged with attempted murder: Gerard Wade, James Crabb, and Jared Eckhart. And they also faced charges of riot, criminal trespass, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief. But they were throwing stuff off the roof, so they're trying to charge them with attempted murder. I doubt any of these guys are dumb enough to have actually thrown cinder blocks at cops. I think they were just kind of throwing the trash in the street. But another interesting point of this is the most anti-squatter voice in local politics in the East Village is this guy Antonio Pagan, who's totally tied to a lot of dirty real estate money, and he lives in a $50 a month government-subsidized apartment. Now, why are they subsidizing an apartment for a city council member? He can't afford an apartment. Obviously, he can. Now, that's really corrupt. That's really ugly. I think this whole thing is just, you really get an interesting, that's the wrong word. You really get a clear view of who the cops are really working for. And obviously, if you look at any cop in New York City, they're certainly not like everybody else in New York City. They're these big, fat Joey Buttafuoco guys from Long Island. And you realize that they're not working for you. It's not your tax money. It's your tax money that's paying for them, but they're not your public servants. They're the servants of the rich real estate interests and the rich business interests. And, of course, Giuliani's totally tied in with the real estate lobby. In fact, there's a case of a landlord on 57th Street who gave free office space and a lot of money to Giuliani, who shook down his tenants to pay for all that. But it's really ugly. I mean, there's plenty of buildings, empty buildings, all over the place that they could build housing in, that we want to build this low-budget housing on 13th Street. They could just leave those squatters alone. Or they should just give those squatters a little bit of money to get their buildings up to code and let them stay. You know, they were the only thing that kept that block going when it was all crack dealers anyway. That's my last comment on the subject. We got about 12 minutes to see if we get a vibe. I'm not sure if we're going to get a vibe or not. Here's a tune. I played the version of this that was on Decca Records several times, but this is the version on the Fortune label. It's Roy Hall, Three Alley Cats.
Well, the old jukebox was throwing out the beat. The alligators were moving their feet. The tune they were playing was right in a groove, and I'm telling you, man, they were starting to move. Then all of a sudden, standing in the door, were three shaggy bums that we'd never dug before. They said as we started to give them the heave, let me play one crazy before we leave. And they were rocking, they were rocking, they were rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat. The man, the way they started was something to see. Two drums and a trumpet at 88 keys. That cat on the ivory was giving them the sock. The skin and the horn had started to rock. We stood flat-footed, our eyes on a stem. We dug the music, looked straight at them. We said, who are you fellas, and where do you hang your hat? They said, we're three Georgies, they call the alley cats. And they were rocking. Yeah, they were rocking. The joint went wild as the night grown old, but time didn't matter cause we rocked and rolled. The moon went down, the stars did too. We kept on dancing the whole night through. I'm a telling you, man, and you can bet your hats that we got a date Saturday with those alley cats. And we'll be rocking, we'll be rocking, we'll be rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat. Yeah, we'll be rocking. We'll be rocking. We'll be rocking. We'll be rocking and rolling with the real gone crazy beat.
The story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
Well, I've got a bad girl. She's mad. She can be. Tired of this old countryside. If you take me with you, baby, I'll be a little proud. She's a bad girl, bad as she can be. Yes, and the way she runs around, I know she's bad for me. Well, I bounced from the country and took a bit me down. Yes, I bounced from the country and took a bit me down. In town, she started acting like a clown. Preacher said, let's get the marriage on it. She keeps acting up. I'd rather see her dead and gone. I know she's bad, but I love her just the same. Yeah, but what can I do? Cause my heart is full of pain.
Body, a fly's head.
Once there was a teenage boy.
so handsome, so strong, and very full of joy. No panic blues had he, no panic blues, just silence one, two and three. Then along came the girl who gave him a word. Now listen to his wail of misery.
My epic solid one was just a lot of fun. My basic solid two was not enough to make me blue. My chemistry, my solid three was just my ball and just a screen. My Spanish rosy dozy trays added up with ease. But when she caught my eye, my grades began to slide. My six solid baby, you're the only one for me. Biology just made me say, oh gee. And then you came along and said that you're the one for me. You're just my six solid baby, my six solid baby. Well, tell me, please, that you're my six solid baby all the rest of my days. Solid one was just a lot of fun. My basic solid two was not enough to make me blue. My chemistry, my solid three was just a ball and just a scream. The Spanish dozy dozy trays added up with ease. But when she caught my eye, my grades began to slide. My six solid baby, you're the only one for me. And then you came along and said that you're the one for me. You're just my six solid baby, my six solid baby. Well, tell me, please, that you're my six solid baby all the rest of my days.
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
For music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Your shorts. When the weather's hot, with nothing but a little haughty tongue. Oh, naughty girls, now, what you trying to do? Well, that girl, oh, shame on you. Well, now when you sit down, you show your knees, just enough so I can see. But naughty girl, now what you trying to do? Well, now girl, oh, shame on you. Well, we crawl to you. Then you say,
oh, silly boy, we're just teasing you.
Oh, naughty girl, now what you trying to do? Well, now girls, 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 oh, shame on you.
Oh, come on, man. We're just teasing you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU, with Jack Bradshaw on the Marvel label, Naughty Girls. We heard the Wanderers doing Great Jumping Catfish. Yeah, Denny Allen did Sixth Solid Baby. The Griffins, Bad Little Girl. We opened up with Roy Hall, Three Alley Cats. It's the Fortune version. Now, those were good recordings. They did those cheaply, too, and they paid the performers in wine. Anyway, I don't know if we're going to get a vibe report or not. Roscoe's on a train. Yeah. But let's do some rock news, and then we'll do the VOM set if we don't see if we get a vibe report in the meantime. Ooh, forget about the Prime Minister John Major's problems. The real interesting infighting is in the leadership for Britain's monster-raving loony party. Party founder Screaming Lord Sutch provoked a challenge to his leadership by anti-pet hardliner John Rowe when he announced pets would be issued passports if he is elected Prime Minister. The leadership election will be held this coming Monday, Party Chairman Alan Hope said yesterday. Under loony rules, the challenger who gets no votes will be the winner. Here's hoping that Screaming Lord Sutch doesn't get any votes. Rick Allen, the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard, was arrested for allegedly slamming his wife against the wall at the airport. Allen, 32, was booked for investigation of spousal abuse in the incident. This is last Wednesday. Stacey Lauren Allen told police her husband grabbed her around the neck and slammed her head against the wall several times, said Sergeant Charles Oates of the airport police. Miss Allen suffered minor injuries and was not hospitalized. The couple were at the airport to catch a flight. Allen, who lost his arm in 1984 auto accident, was released on $50,000 bail. What can I say about that? Nothing. He deserves to lose the other arm. Two Grateful Dead concert incidences. Boy, Deadheads, they're not the brightest bunch, are they? And they're the most closed-minded people in the world, you know? You ever have the unfortunate experience to have to be around a Deadhead? They're just the stupidest, smelliest people. The Grateful Dead canceled the concert last night after thousands of fans without tickets stormed their Sunday performance and were beaten back by police using tear gas and dogs. The police could have saved themselves a lot of trouble by waving bars of soap in their face. Police said four officers were hurt and a fan was bitten by a police dog in a 20-minute melee. This is in Noblesville, Indiana, during which an estimated 3,000 fans trampled a fence at the rear of the open-air Deer Creek Music Center, 20 miles north of Indianapolis. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Wentzville, Missouri, a wooden deck at a campground collapsed when Grateful Dead fans collapsed in the rain late Wednesday, injuring more than 100 people. Some of the injured were on the second-story deck. Others were underneath it when it collapsed around midnight, police said. Estimates of the total number of injuries range from 100 to 150. At least 87 people were treated in the hospital. People were just hiding from the rain, and there were too many of them. I heard a loud crash and felt the weight of the wood falling, said Sarah Zimmerman. She escaped with cuts and bruises. About four, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Who cares? I hate the Grateful Dead. Anyway, what are we going to do? Let's It's like a weird vom set. It's mostly 60s stuff. A couple of request items, a couple of things I just felt like here. And here's I got this request about a month ago, and I just dragged it out. This is such a great record. The Floyd DeKeel combo on the Guiden label.
Well, there's a good-looking girl down Dallas way.
Hey everybody, this is Sam the Sham, the Woolly Bully Man, telling you not to jack around and mess around, but pay attention to what the hound is putting down on WFMU 91.1 East Orange, New Jersey.
second not sure.
Hello, this is Dick Taylor of Prefigs here. You're tuned into the Hound. Or WFMU, 91.1, East Orange, New Jersey. Get a picture?
Erupting into volcanic passion.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Now, dear, WFMU. With Phil and the Frantics, say that you will. Before that, we heard the Kinks, Where Did the Spring Go? I think that's a different version than the one that's on the Great Lost Kinks album. That's from the Lucky Charm bootleg. Before that, the Pretty Things, Midnight to Six Man. I heard the advanced tapes of the upcoming Andre Williams album with Dick Taylor from the Pretty Things on guitar, and he's playing better than ever, man. He's great. Sam the Sham, Hymenos, Let's Went. He'll be at the Brendan Byrne Arena tomorrow with the Five Satins, Johnny and Joe, and the Jive Five, and a few other acts. Now we open up with the Floyd DeKeel combo, Dance for Any Dance. Well, I might as well go through the rest of the announcements while we're here. Empire State Soul Club tonight at Coney Island High, 15 St. Mark's Place. Special midnight appearance by yours truly. The Trash Women in the Upper Crust at Maxwell's in Hoboken. That's tonight. Simon and the Bar Sinisters, Rodeo Bar tonight. Whit Smith and his Western Swing Band, Rodeo Bar Monday night. Beat Rodeo, Ludlow Cafe Monday. Is that it? Alex Chilton, Monday and Tuesday at Fez. And what else we got going on here? Stalkers. This guy's been stalking Julia Roberts. He's been hanging around 7th Lexington Avenue. She's around 22nd Street. Thinking that she lives there. He believes that her apartment is on the 12th floor. Unfortunately, she doesn't live there. He's been claiming he needs some sheet music. He needs to show her. The problem is that the residents of the building are really sick of seeing this guy in their lobby, so that they're actually been pointing him in the right direction towards where she really does live, which is somewhere in that neighborhood, and, the guy doesn't believe it, so he's been hanging around the same building. I don't know. I still want to meet Jerry Lewis, a stalker. If anybody runs into him, could you please put him in touch with the Hound? Oh. What else is in there? Oh, yeah. Here's from the Shameless department. Yoko Ono is, she's going to start selling 2,500 lithographs of John Lennon's artwork on the QVC network. You know, that home shopping network. Man, she is so shameless. These things, these frame lithographs, will go for $200 a piece. And they're of paintings he did for the Walls and Bridges album, among others. But what is her point? Does she really need more money? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, well, let's give away the Alex Chilton tickets. Shall we? How are we going to do that? Okay, I got a question for you. It's a trivia question. Here's the trivia question. On the this is Monday and Tuesday night at Fez. I guess we got one pair for each night, and the first winner gets their choice of nights, and the second winner gets what's left. On the High Priest album, Alex Chilton recorded a tune called Trouble Don't Last. Tell me who did that tune originally, and you will get a pair of tickets for that. And that's phone number 201, area code 678-7743. Who wrote Trouble Don't Last and recorded it originally? Anyway, let's jump right back into it. Some rock and roll from Roy Brown.
rocking.
Well, a friendly face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Yeah, a friendly face in a friendly place is what I like to see. Well, if I don't hurry to get away from here, this little girl's gonna set my pace. Well, now take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Yeah, take me from this garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here, I don't have long to ponder. I know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. So I bet you, Nick, I know what I'll do if I ever get away from here. Well, if I have to swim the ocean wide, that's the way I surround my fear. Well, now take me from the garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, take me from the garden of evil, deliver me over yonder. Well, I don't have long to hang around here, I don't have long to ponder.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Come here, pretty baby. Listen to what I have to say. It may not make you happy, cause it's got me going away. We're moving out. I'm moving out of the mill in the evening. Well, I'm moving out, baby, cause your love ain't what it used to be. Well, there's no you crying and looking so sad. I got another woman getting the best loving I ever had.
I'm moving out.
Yeah.
I'm moving out.
Oh, in the morning. Well, I'm moving out, baby, cause your love ain't what it used to be.
Die, die. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why, why, why.
why do I feel this way? I think about you night and day. Oh, please, give your love to me. Every time you're in my arms, oh, I could fly, fly, fly. Every time I see your charms, oh, I just sigh, sigh, sigh. You are my sugar and spice. You're an angel from paradise. Oh, please, give your love to me. Your lips are so inviting, ah, your kiss is so exciting. You're all that I desire, only you. Set my soul on fire. Every time you touch my cheek, oh, I grow weak, weak, weak. Every time you touch my cheek, oh, I can't speak, speak, speak. You are the apple of my eye. Without you, baby, I would die. Oh, please, give your love to me. So inviting, ah, your kiss is so exciting. You're all that I desire, only you. I can set my soul on fire. Every time you touch my cheek, oh, I grow weak, weak, weak. Every time you touch my cheek, oh, I can't speak, speak, speak. You are the apple of my eye. Without you, baby, I would die. Oh, please, give your love to me. Oh, please. Give your love to me. Oh, come on, babe.
Teenage kids living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Life is so miserable. I can't sleep at night. Got bad feet. Nothing seemed to go right. Woke up this morning, tried to get out of bed. My feet missed the floor. I fell on my head. What's wrong? Somebody tell me, please tell me what's wrong. Somebody tell me, won't somebody please tell me. Tell me what's wrong with me. Got a black cat bone hanging over my front door. Got some goofer dust sprinkling on my floor. Got a skeleton head I wear around my side. If that don't bring good luck, I think I need to die. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Tell me. Somebody tell me. Tell me. Won't somebody please tell me. Tell me what's wrong with me. Up in a tree, commit suicide. Foot slipped off the limb, I fell on a guy. They put me in jail for disturbing the peace. I'm sugar boy, but my sugar ain't sweet. What's wrong? What's wrong? Somebody tell me what's wrong. Tell me, please. Won't somebody please tell me? Tell me what's wrong with me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
How dear, WFMU East Orange with Sugar Boy and the King Cutters. What's wrong? You heard Kim Darrow doing Every Time. Elmo Nixon did I'm Moving Out. Jimmy Wages on the Sun label, Take Me From This Garden of Evil. And Roy Brown opened it up. We're Going Rockin'. Previously unreleased version of that from the Imperial label. It's on this new CD. You might pass by because the cover is so bad, but it's got all his Imperial stuff. That's him playing with the great New Orleans band. It's on all the Fats Domino and Little Richard records, and that's really about my favorite Roy Brown stuff. Well recorded in New Orleans. I recommend it. Anyway, we only had one winner in the Alex Chilton ticket giveaway. The original version of Trouble Don't Last was done by Eddie Jones, better known as Guitar Slim. And we got one pair left for Tuesday night, which will be given away if we can get a winner with an easier question. And if we can't, I'm just going to give it to one of my friends. But back to the news. Oh... Irvine, California, at least 30 women unknowingly provided eggs for other patients or received the wrong eggs from fertility doctors affiliated with the University of California at Irvine. So far, investigators can't find out how many have given birth or who the biological parents are, but lots of people had their eggs mixed up. It'd be kind of interesting if somebody got like an ostrich egg or a frog egg or something like that and some kind of weird mutation came out of this. Anyway, stay away from those sperm banks, folks. You never know what you're getting. Speaking of never knowing what you're getting, this came out. Stork gave this to us last week. We didn't get a chance to get it in. Hot Spit. Fresh saliva is now our store's number one seller, said Shuken Asomura of the Wakayama Company. He told us at a trade conference in Japan, no sooner do we put bottles on the shelves than they are sold out, and our only fear is the supply may dry up. Fresh saliva is the latest specialist product to be marketed by this company, aimed at Japanese men with an obsessive interest in yoshikusi, that is, female high school students. Quote, last year we began selling our used panties in stores, and sales were so good we've invested in vending machines for them. But fresh saliva from Yoshikusi is proving to be even more popular. For 3,000 yen, customers get a 50-milliliter bottle with a photograph of the donor on the label, and our Tokyo store is selling 300 units a week. Freshness is all, so we keep it refrigerated and guaranteed that it's not more than 7 days old. It's now easier for the girls to sell saliva than their panties, and if we can get regular supplies, we're planning to start bottling menstrual fluid next year. Wow. Well, I just like to say that the Traneers got to this first and best in the 50s when they tried to market Traneers Poontang juice. In fact, there is a bottle sitting at Norton headquarters. I saw it yesterday. There's a photograph of that, I believe, in the OK Rhythm and Blues box. That's right, folks. The Traneers got there first. But, young girl's saliva. You heard it here first. Anyway, what are we going to do about these Alex Chilton tickets? We got one pair left for Tuesday night. I'll tell you what. On that same album, High Priest, Alex Chilton recorded a song called I've Had It. It was a huge hit. And tell me who did that song originally, I've Had It. It was a group. 201-678-7743. That's a pair of tickets to Alex Chilton at Fez Tuesday. Here's one I've never played before. It's because I just got the thing yesterday. By Ronnie Haig.
extra plate. Gotta get my car back and a date or two or more. But still times are worse than they've ever been before. Yeah, money is a thing of the past. Yeah, baby, money is a thing of the past. Well, I've never even seen it, so I know I'll never spend it. Oh, money is a thing of the past. I'm going broke. I need some bread. Just one more slice.
Then I say the thing all of us are most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
On a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
happens when a pair of singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
Get with it to the savage beat of the big blast.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Where you belong, I done told you I don't love you, I don't want you, I know no more. Told you now a long time ago that I didn't want you around. Take it back, keep it sinner.
Back in the
States. Howdy, WFMU East Orange with Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights and the Fortune Lay, Believe Me Alone. We heard the High Tones with Weeping Willow Rock. Johnny and Joe, who will be at the Brendan Byrne Arena tomorrow, along with Sam the Sham and the Five Satins and Jive Five. My Baby's Gone On. The King Beats did I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy. Millie Small from her fantastic My Boy Lollipop album, I'm in Love Again. And Ronnie Haig opened it up with Money is a Thing of the Past. We did have a winner in the second pair of Alex Chilton tickets. I've Had It was originally done by the Bell Notes. And if you listen to the show, you probably heard that song several hundred times. Anyway, getting back to the news here. Joey Ramone, leader of the Ramones, confirms that his group may pack it in after their current tour. Why has he had it after 21 years? Quote, we've been doing this the best we can do and getting nothing but resistance. He says the Ramones were dying to play Woodstock 2, but were turned down, and they were turned down for the Lollapalooza tour. To their credit, I may add, if you get turned down by MTV Radio, Woodstock 2, and the Lollapalooza tour, you should hang in there. They should bring back Dee Dee. I saw Dee Dee in Amsterdam. He's looking too good. Anyway, crime is down 18% in New York City. Yet, complaints about police brutality are up 30, about crimes committed by police and police brutality and all that stuff is up 32%. Now, if we do the math on this, can we safely figure that the police are responsible for 14% of the crime in New York City? Well, here's a story that illustrates my point. The Civilian Complaint Review Board has substantiated an off-duty cop's complaint that police entered his Staten Island home, illegally handcuffed him, and beat him in his bedroom. The officer, John Martinez, 25, who was arrested March 19th, in an incident and charged with assault and resisting arrest. It says turbo T. It's making me crazy. He was acquitted, but the officer were responding to an anonymous call of a domestic dispute at Martinez's home. He said he was asleep when the officers arrived and that he identified himself as a police officer, but the cops cuffed him and beat him anyway. It was bizarre. It was like a Twilight Zone, he said. Anyway, he still faces departmental charges in connection with the incident. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, boy. Anyway. do their announcements one more time, and then we'll rock. Through the end. Maybe I'll just come in one time and identify so I don't have to announce 50 million songs at the end. But let's see. Empire State Soul Club tonight over at Coney Island High. Special guest DJ at midnight. See if you can guess who it is. The Trash Women and the Upper Crust at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. I recommend the Trash Women. I saw them last night. They're great. Monday and Tuesday at the Fez is Alex Chilton. Simon and the Bar Sinister is at the Rodeo Bar tonight. Whit Smith in his Western Swing Band Rodeo Bar Monday night. Beat Rodeo at the Ludlow Cafe every Monday night. Sam the Sham, the Jive 5, Five Satins, Johnny and Joe, etc. at the Brendan Byrne Arena tomorrow night. Okay? Let's go right back in what we got one here. Lloyd Price is an interesting character, one of the great New Orleans R&B singers. He later got into boxing promoting. He was the guy who introduced Don King to Muhammad Ali. We'll play his records anyway, because even he's sorry about that one. 2, 3.
Future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Yeah. it all night on you, baby.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
backroom binges to back alley rumbles. Anything goes, as long as it's violent.
Jack, man, have you ever been booted?
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
I'm gonna find my baby. I'm gonna find her tonight. Cause she's stepping out of time. See where they booted me out, man. I mean out. Now they took my tears and they pulled my car. I'm gonna get that ginger cherries I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. You can dig my taters, you can pull my cock, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late, I'm gonna take my knife and operate. Blow like you said, she booted you, man, blow!
Kids living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Hey, Pa, I made it. Woo! Hey, Ma, I made it.
Be surprised to know you fast.
I can get the car, stay out late, spend my money on dances and dates. School is out, I'm free at last.
Everybody's gonna be surprised to know you fast.
I used to get up in the morning, had to go to school. Teacher trying to make me an educated fool. Now 8 o'clock don't mean a thing to me.
I don't have to be nowhere except where I wanna be.
No more algebra, science, or history. English, Spanish, or biology. School is out, I'm free at last.
Everybody's gonna be surprised to know you fast.
Teacher trying to make me an educated fool.
to be nowhere except where I want to be.
No more algebra, sign for a history, English, Spanish, or biology. School is out, I'm free at last.
Everybody's gonna be surprised to know you fast.
That's right. Ready? Hi, this is Andre Williams. And you know, they said anything with the antenna is important. And anyone that can hear the hound is bad. One more time. One more time. I want to give him something really good. And if you're listening to the hound, you ain't. Hi, this is Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. And you know, it's an old saying, anything with the antenna is important. And if you're in listening range of the hound on WFMU 91.1 in East Orange, New Jersey, is a bad mother for you.
I'm moving on. Walking one night about a quarter past eight, I met a pretty little mama. She was coming my way. Oh, well, I looked at her and then she looked at me. She said, ooh, daddy, you're what for me? I said, I'm moving on. I told the baby that I'm new in town. Show me the happenings and we'll paint the town. She said, daddy, well, I can't do that, but I never will forget the first day we met. She said, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Oh, well, we bopped over here. We bopped over there. We bopped on the piano. All over the chair, reeling and rocking all night long. And when daylight came, we were still going strong. I'm moving on.
Back in the jungle.
Now, dear, I just thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm, I'm moving on. We heard Bill James with School's Out. Roscoe Gordon with Booted. I just noticed that's in stereo. That's the Chess version of that song. Bobby Charles did I Ain't Gonna Do It No More. The Coaster is Sorry, But I'm Gonna Have to Pass. The Embers did I Walked All Night. That was a request item. And Lloyd Price, Country Boy Rock, specialty label. Hey, let's just rock right back into it through the end of this thing. We got one queued up here by Link Jeffries. It's called Pitch Black. WFMU.
Come on and love me when it's pitch black. There ain't no light tonight. Why don't you love me when it's pitch black? There ain't no one inside. They say the nighttime is the right time, so move over, baby, love me right. I want to kiss you when it's pitch black. In the daytime you can see. I want to hold you in the pitch black. The light, it bothers me. They say the
over and below the bare eyes. They say the night time is the right time to move over.
The Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Do you want a
bumbo? Oh, Carolyn, I love you so. I love the way you mumbo to and fro.
Do you want a bumbo, Carolyn? Do you want to be my girl?
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Yes, I do. I wanna tell her where you do. Well, maybe, baby, you'll be mine. And then I won't be the rolling kind. Hey, 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 it's plain to see that you were meant for me. Say, hey, hey, you love me, please. And to my heart, you hold a key. Where you pray that I might be on to the day you think I might do. Well, you know, baby, that's not true. Every day I love you more and more. Yeah, you think I might do. Well, you know, baby, that's not so. Every day I love you more and more. It's plain to see that you were meant for me. All for me. All for me. All for me.
Station of the Stars.
Star music, star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Baby, you slept me on my feet. I need your love, oh so bad.
If I can't have you, baby,
I surely will be mad.
You're mine, Lisa, you're mine. Don't want to ever leave me, honey, don't ever go. Baby, you swept me off my feet. I need your love, oh so bad. If I can't have you, baby,
I surely will be mad.
You're mine, Lisa, you're mine. Don't ever leave me, honey, don't ever go. I need your love, oh so bad. If I can't have you, baby,
I surely will be mad.
You're mine, Lisa, you're mine. Don't ever leave me, honey, don't ever go.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Wild man, wild. Wild man, wild. We're gonna rock 'em, roll 'em, shake 'em up. And here's where we begin. Everybody, wild man, wild.
Don't you know it?
Wild man, wild.
Can't you show it?
Wild man, wild.
Can't you get it?
Wild man, wild. Caught you doing it, the crazy style.
But I'm going to let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Let her shake with me, baby. Yeah, 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 shake with me, baby. Yeah, 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 shake with me, baby. All the time, let her cut with me, baby. Without you, baby, well, I just don't. You gotta shake with me, baby. Yeah, you gotta rock with me, baby. Yeah, you gotta shake with me, baby. All the time, I say, shake, shake, baby. And rock, rock, baby. Yeah, shake with me, baby. And rock with me, baby. All the time. Baby. Yeah, you gotta rock with me, baby. Yeah, you gotta shake with me, baby. All the time, I say, shake, shake, baby. Rock, rock, baby. Yeah, shake with me, baby. Rock with me, baby. All the time.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Now, dear boy, that was a brain dead set, even by my standards. Merle Watts, Shake With Me, Baby. We heard Hal Jackson's Tornadoes, Wild Man Wild. That's courtesy of the Fast Freddy collection. He sent me this great tape of old Crest and Decca 45s he found on a garbage can. There's some great stuff in there. I'll play more of that next week. Tony Casanova did The Grave. Shirley Gunter and the Queens, You're Mine. I meant to play the other side of that record, but I was too lazy to recue it. Bob Calloway did What's the Matter with Me. The Octaves did Mambo Carolyn. And Link Jeffries, Pitch Black. Hey, if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back next week. Wild Girl is up next. WFME East Orange.
Oh, 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 Ella Mae, darling. Child, I've been looking for you. Oh, what now on earth, child, am I going to do? Oh, please. Oh, please come. Please come back me. Whoa, child, now, Ella Mae. Oh, please come here and thank me. Oh, child, now by my hand. Guide me, teach me, love me now, make me please understand. Oh, please. Oh, please come. Oh, please come back to me.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
W, F, M, U.
Particularly when no one is watching.